This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Some movement this week on parts of the so-called grand bargain to end the state's two-year budget impasse, but there are still sharp differences on closing the deal in the Illinois Senate before the entire package is sent to the House. Jack Titchener is interim director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale, and he's joining us to preview this week's edition of Illinois Lawmakers. Thanks, Jack.
Hello, good to be here.
So, what's the latest?
Well, the Senate Democrats this week forced some votes on several pieces of the grand bargain. They included school funding reform, expanded gaming, procurement reform, and a consideration plan for pension reform. They also passed a budget. The Senate approved a $36.5 billion budget for FY18, but they stopped short of passing the tax increases needed to fund it through what's called the Budget Implementation Bill, or BIMP Bill. The spending plan included $3.8 billion in cuts and about $400 million less in Medicaid spending. The Republicans put votes on the pension and procurement reform bills. There were some things in there they like. They steered clear of the school reform thing, though. They want some more time to hash out details where there's still some disagreement on that. We'll talk more about that in a moment. The Democrats basically, they say they've gone as far as they can. We're running out of time. We've got only about, 12 days, something like that left between now and adjournment day. And they've given up as much as they say they can, while the governor, they believe, continues to hold out for some better deal on something like workers' compensation and, of course, property taxes.
And that's where some of this common ground is being found on, you know, workers' compensation. They are moving on a property tax freeze.
Yeah, but that's where the property tax freeze, though, is where there's the biggest bone of contention. That's pretty clear from everyone I've talked to up there this week. The governor, of course, wanted a permanent freeze. That apparently is not going to happen. The Democrats in the Senate are only willing to freeze taxes for 2 years because of the impact on local school districts and local units of government. The Senate Republicans say the freeze needs to be at least 4 years if they're going to go along with raising the income tax back up to 4.95% and extending the state's sales tax onto some services. The revenue components are still kind of in limbo because the Democrats say they need Republican votes to pass tax hikes and spending cuts. So that's why the BIMP bill didn't come up for a vote. The Democrats are not going to put something out there and pass it on Democrat votes alone and wear the jacket for that going into next year's election cycle.
We've heard a lot of lawmakers over the years say it's very easy to pass a spending plan, but how you're going to pay for it is where things get sticky.
Well, and the level of cuts that are in there, you know, passing a tax increase is not popular. And passing a tax increase while cutting billions out of the budget, out of programs that people are used to and a lot of people need, that's actually asking lawmakers to do two very tough things at the same time. It's what has to happen, but there's going to have to be some agreement on some of these other components before they'll actually take the plunge and do that. I think everybody asks me, well, is it going to happen? We're closer now than we've ever been in the last couple of years, but we're still a long way from the finish line on this because whatever comes out of the Senate's still got to go over to the House of Representatives. There's some interesting things going on over there, but, we're still not there yet.
A lot of people are familiar with the grand bargain, and they see it as a budget package. It's a lot more complicated
exactly.
than that. One of the things, though, that's included in that is a school funding reform package. People have been calling for that for years,
right.
But it appears, at least in the Senate, there's some common ground there.
Well, there is. The two Senate point people for their respective caucuses, Andy Menar, the Democrat from Bunker Hill, and Jason Berrickman, the Republican of Bloomington, have really made some incredible progress over the last couple of years. And the last 6 to 9 months, they were part of a bipartisan commission that the governor named at the, I believe it was at the end of last summer. They made a lot of progress on this, and they've done some really hard work. The problem, though, is Republicans have an issue with the Chicago block grants that go to the city of Chicago, and the Democrats don't want to give those up because they believe the city needs that, even though the number of actual students has declined there. They say they've got huge needs for the cash in the Chicago public school system. This is really the one thing that's kind of holding that up at the moment. And I believe there's some ground that can be made up in the next few days on this. We'll see. I think that one's fairly close. The other one that is just about ready to go is workers' compensation reform. There's been a lot of progress made on that. And I've heard actually for a couple of weeks that the bare bones of that have actually been taken care of.
So all of these things now moving into the House, you mentioned there are some interesting things happening there.
Well, you had a group of 30 Republicans and Democrats in the House the other day say, we want action. They signed on to a bill saying, we want action on the grand bargain. And you're actually going to hear from a couple of those on tonight's program.
And, of course, as this moves, we still have this moving target when it comes to Governor Rauner. He changes his mind on a lot of things and says, well, no, I need to have this reform put back in.
Well, there's that. And they don't know at this point what Speaker – the other part of this is no one really knows what Speaker Madigan will go along with. And that's the major question kind of hanging over this in the last few days. But there are members of his own caucus who are insisting that there has to be action on this, and there's enough of them there that they can actually drive that point home.
You can watch Illinois Lawmakers tonight. It's at 7:30 on WSIU Public Television. Jack Titchener is the host of Illinois Lawmakers and the interim director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. Jack, thanks.
You're welcome.